Yeah, we got a lot of things to discuss tonight, so I'm glad you all are here. So, Tesla, you know, I haven't been online today. I got a project I'm working on, you know, so I can't really, I'm not going to be online to probably Wednesday, right? Because I got a, you know, you guys know I run a tech company. We got a project we're putting out this week. So I'm not going to be on, I can't, you know, I'm not going to do a lot of option trades up until Wednesday, right? But there's a lot of opportunity right now because Apple and Tesla keep going up. And from those of you guys that have taken my momentum class, for those of you guys that have taken that class, you know how to make money in these particular opportunities, right? There's a lot of opportunity. There's a lot of things that you can make, right? And what the particularly, you know, great opportunity here is that Apple and Tesla keep going up. Now, if we could predict momentum, we can make money on call options. Easy, right? So this is what I'm telling you guys. This is one of the best opportunities I've ever seen in my life. I've never in my life saw a bigger opportunity to make money on options than it is right now. So a lot of people are missing out. A lot of people are not going to make, are going to kick themselves one day when this is all over, because I promise you, one day this will be all over. I promise you, this is not going to continue, because I'm telling you, and people call me crazy. Like 5 months ago when I picked Zoom, I picked Apple, I picked Amazon, I picked all of those stocks when they were 200-300% down, less than they are today. Like Zoom's up, right? I told people to buy Zoom when it was at 120. People said I was crazy. Are you crazy, man? Zoom, you know, at the time it was having legal problems. At the time they had legal problems. So people didn't believe me, right? But I'm telling you right now, Tesla's overvalued, right? People think I'm crazy. People go, oh, you don't know what you're talking about, man, because like we talked about in the last live, people are emotionally connected to these stocks. People are emotionally connected to these stocks. I mean, and that's what we preach all the time in my classes. You cannot be emotionally attached to stocks. You got to think about it logically. You got to think about, you know, if you're already up 200-300%, why hold out 100% of all of it? Why would you do that, right? Because if it does turn against you, you lost a lot of your money. Right? That's what we always talk about. And I'm telling you right now, a lot of people are emotionally attached to these stocks. And this can happen over short term, this can happen over long term. These people are emotionally attached. I could put up a post to say, hey, look, Tesla's overvalued. You know, it's simple, you know, looking at the financials, talking about where the market's traditionally been at, historically, where the P/E is at a ridiculous rate. There's no stock in history had a P/E that high and didn't go down. Historically, by all the metrics, Tesla's overvalued, right? And people are going to keep buying it. People are going to keep buying it up. The hype may drop. You know, this is what we're talking about. The hype could keep driving it up. The hype could possibly keep driving up. You have to be careful, because hype runs out. Hype runs out every time, every single time, in every bubble I've ever seen, the hype eventually runs out. Hype can only take you so far. Eventually, one day, somebody says, you got to remember what kind of market we're in. You have to remember what, see that, but it's a new market. You see, that's what everybody always says. This time's different. It's a new market. These things, it's not like it used to be. Every single bubble, people say the same thing. For 30, 40 years, they go all the way back to the 20s, when the bubble crashed in 29, people said right before, oh my God, this is different. You don't understand, it's all different. They said it in every single bubble, the same exact thing. People always think it's a new paradigm. Everything's different. The market's not like it used to be. Nothing continues to go up straight up. And I'm gonna tell you why. Because we talked about this before. We talked about how the market's structured. We talked about the game of the market, right? We talked about this. Well, the market is musical chairs. People don't like hearing this. The market is musical chairs. The whoever gets out first is the winner, right? But it's the opposite. It's reverse musical chairs, I guess. Because you got to understand, the market's a zero-sum game. Only money goes in, only money comes out. So the person who takes their money first is the winner. Whoever's left last is the loser, right? It's like that every time, right? So the smart money is going to eventually figure this out, start taking their money out slowly. And then the mid-smart money is going to follow him. Then the last people are going to be the people with the emotional connection, right? They're the ones that's going to be left what they call holding the bag. And holding the bag in stocks is not like holding the bag in regular life on the streets. Holding the bag in regular streets is positive. I just got the bag. No, in stocks it's the reverse. You're holding the bag of debt. An obligation, why everybody else got the money, right? So that's what's going to happen to a lot of people. And it's because of the emotional connection to these stocks. Now, I talked about Tesla when it was at 500-600, right? That was a smart move then. Now the smart move is to take your money and run, right? That's what I'm, you know, that's what I did. I'm out. I'm out of Tesla completely. And it's not because I don't believe in the company, because I strongly, strongly believe in Elon Musk. I believe in the company, but I believe also it's overvalued. Let's look at some metrics here of why I believe it's overvalued, right? Because Tesla, think about this. Tesla's P/E ratio, which is a measure of how efficient a company is, right? How much money can they create, how much value they can create with the revenue that's coming in. That's what the measure is, right? The average, you go back to the average P/E ratio of a company in the S&P 500 is around 14, 15, right? Tesla's is 1,042. The lower the level, the more efficient. The higher it is, the more inefficient. So Tesla's, the average company, Tesla is what? Let's say 15 times 5, 50 times less efficient than the average company, depending on how much revenue is coming in, right? And you got to remember, fundamentally, and people don't understand this, Tesla is not an energy company. Tesla is a car manufacturer. That's at the core of what it does, right? It's not a tech company. It's a manufacturer of cars. Now, they're doing other stuff. They're exploring. But at the core, it's just you got to compare it with like Ford and Chevy right now. I know people are going to go crazy and say, you can't do that, this and that. Yeah, but people, you can look to the future, but not that much, right? And I'll give you a good example. Would you buy a company? This is the same thing we're talking about here. Would you buy a company that made $100,000 this year because it could possibly make $20 million in the future one day? Nobody would make that bet. That's what they're saying with Tesla, though. When you buy a piece of Tesla, a small percentage, you're buying a company. That's what you are. That's what stocks are. You're buying a small percentage of that company. Now, the company's valued at 20, 30 years revenue right now. So whatever they bring in at revenue, remember, that's not profit, that's revenue. So you're talking about 30 years out. If they continue like they are now, it would take 30, 35 years to make all the money up. Now, would you buy a company like that hoping that it makes it one day? Nobody would buy it. That's how we tell that a company's overvalued. If we took all, if you wasn't buying a piece of it, you were buying the whole company, nobody would buy that company. If I was selling you a company that not profit, but what we brought in, let's say we brought in $1 million a year, right? Not profit, profit's about 30% or whatever. You're going to pay me $40 million for that company? You wouldn't do that. You would not do that. You wouldn't do that. And that's a reason that most companies are valued correctly. There's a reason that most companies are valued right. 95% of the companies on the S&P are valued correctly. Why would Tesla be so much overvalued? Now, Zoom is only at about, I think the P/E ratio is less. I mean, Tesla's P/E ratio is higher than almost all the major tech companies. Tesla's not more efficient than, let's say, Google. Google has software. That's a lot more efficient to get out and roll out. Google's is not that high, and Google has a lot of potential too. Let's look at another company that has a lot of potential. And this is what I'm talking about. People, and I know people get mad at me. They don't want to hear that. That's what I'm saying. I do what's right. I don't do what people want to hear. A lot of these people get on Instagram, they just talk about stuff. Going crazy. But I tell you the right thing, right? Because I tell you what I believe. I tell you what is right. I don't tell you what the hype is, right? People buying Tesla, it could continue to go up, but eventually the rug is going to get pulled out. It could go all the way to 3,000. I don't know. We don't know how long the hype is going to last. It could last for another year. It could go to 5,000. I'm just saying eventually it's going to come back down to earth. Remember, the average analyst, thought that Tesla was worth $1,200 about 7 months ago. $1,200. I'm not saying short Tesla, but I'm saying it was worth $1,200. That's what the average analyst thought it was worth. It's almost twice that, right? But, you know, is it really worth that much? Now, you got to remember what stocks are. Stocks are not just, now people are starting to see stocks. That's what's so scary, is people are starting to see stocks like some kind of lottery ticket. They're starting to see stocks as just hype, you know, oh, I like this, coming to buy it or whatever. A lot of these people are saying Tesla's worth $5,000. They have nothing to back it up. They're just saying it on hope. And we talked about hope. We talked about emotional connections when it comes to stocks. You can't be like that. You can't use your hope and your dreams and count. And I said another dangerous thing people do is they get these stocks and they calculate. If Tesla gets to 5,000, I can get that Benz. Well, what if it gets to 7,000? Let me check. Oh, I can get a house, man. Well, what about 10,000, man? Oh, let me check that. Oh, man, I can get that other house, man. Oh man, when you start doing that, that's scary. That's dangerous. That's dangerous, right? I'm not saying don't buy Tesla. I mean, do whatever you want. But I'm saying be careful. Because you don't know what's going to... It seems like to me, and a lot of people, if you look it up right now, it seems like it's overvalued. It seems like it's overvalued, right? And then all these people that are screaming at me are the ones with the calculators out. Man, if it gets to 11,000, let me check that. Oh, man, I can make... That's dangerous. That's dangerous. You got to be careful, man. You can't... You got to be careful. You don't know what's going to happen. Tesla's scary right now. It's extremely... Now, Apple's not as bad. That's why I still got my Apple stake. And like I said, I could be extremely wrong on Tesla. Tesla could go to 5,000 and stay there. But I work in probability. Like, if it does go, I don't care. You know, I missed it. I just missed one, right? Okay, you're not going to make them all. But you got to work in probability. Like, I give you a good example. If I go up to some dude that put his whole house, he takes a mortgage out on his house, $100,000. He walks him to the blackjack table. He puts it all on one hand. I tell the dude, hey, man, if I was you, I wouldn't do that, man. I'd be like, look, man, I mean, that's a bad risk, right? Now, what if it turns out and he wins his money, doubles his money. He looks at me and said, man, I told you, you was wrong. I was still right. I was still right, but he just got lucky. That's a difference, right? I was still right. If I told the dude, nah, man, do not take your mortgage, and put it all on a hand of blackjack. Do not do that. I'm right, right? Even if he does win, I'm still right. You know what I'm saying? He got lucky, and because probability-wise, I was still right, right? Not only if he gets lucky, I say, oh, good job, man. Walk away with your money, man. I'm proud. I'm happy for you. You know? I'm happy for the dude if it turned out in his favor, but I was still right. You know, probability-wise, Tesla it looks like he's going to turn around. Probability-wise. Now, NIO's on the other. That's why I took my Tesla stock and I bought NIO. Because NIO's on the rise. NIO's coming up. NIO's actually undervalued. Right? That's why I took all my Tesla, put it in NIO. Because even if I'm wrong about Tesla, I promise you NIO will outperform Tesla from today on. I promise you it will. Because let's think about Tesla. Let's think about Tesla right now. Do you actually believe it can go up another 100%? It's already extremely overvalued, right? Extremely. Do you actually believe Tesla can double again and have a 2,000 P&E, which is not is ridiculous? Nobody's, almost no company has that. Ah, come on, no. But NIO, yeah, it can go up 2-3 times. Now, if I'm gonna pick one of those horses, I'm definitely gonna pick NIO, right? I took my money out of Tesla, I put it in NIO, N-I-O. Right. And for you guys don't know, I do have a momentum class coming up this week. Right. And a lot of you guys don't know. I also have the mentorship program. Now we had some technical difficulties last week and we're moving the program to this week. Now, if you take my mentorship program, you get all the live classes, all the recorded classes for free. And you also get on Thursday, we have what's called a roundtable. So we're doing it this Thursday. What the roundtable is, we not only look into stocks, we create wealth from different avenues, right? Stocks is one. We got passive streams of income. We got real estate. We're going to bring in experts. Every 2 weeks we talk about it. We make sure we all grow together in that program, right? So that's what I'm talking about there. And that's what we're going to have this Thursday. Now, the price is $99 now, but after that first roundtable, when we get the kinks out, the price is going to double to $199. So if you get into that program now, you'll be locked in at the $99 a month rate. But if you wait to next week, wait after that, the price is going to go up. We got the first class through, and that's the end of it, right? So if you guys are interested, click the link in my bio. I also got the momentum class coming up, which teaches you how to find stocks that are already going up, profit on those stocks, and get out in the same trading day, right? So we teach you how to pinpoint stocks that are already going up, jump on those stocks, make some money, and get off before within the same day. So if you guys know, you took my live trading class, some of you guys did, that's the main strategy I used in that class. Now, in that live trading class, what I did, I started out with 3,000. We had 45 people watching me It was a live class while the market was going on. Started the day with 3,000, ended the day with 6,000, right under 6,000. Now, I used the momentum trading strategy on four of those five trades I did that day. 45 people saw me do it. 45 people watched live as I did it, right? So in that class, and some of you guys probably took that class that are listening right now. But I used mostly momentum strategy on that class. Like everybody that was in that class made, they paid $89 to get in that class. All of them made hundreds of dollars in that class. 45 people made hundreds of dollars in that class. Now, and like I said, that's the strategy I used, and we got that class on Thursday. So another thing, and I have to tell you guys the truth. I have to do it, right? And now you know I love Zoom. You guys know I love Zoom. You know I love Zoom, but Zoom's getting close to being overvalued too, right? I love Zoom, man. I hate the, it hurts me. It hurts me to say Zoom's undervalued because I actually like Zoom a lot as a company. But I don't know, man. It's getting scary, right? And to be honest, the entire market's looking scary. A lot of the numbers in the market look scary, scary close to the dot-com boom of 1999. A lot of it, man. And like I said, I like some of these companies, Zoom, Microsoft. I mean, like Microsoft, like Bill Gates is one of my personal heroes. I mean, he's one of my, if I could say five people in my life, along with Malcolm X, along with, other people, Bill Gates is up there. You know, that's how high regard I have for that dude. Above anybody else that, you know, I really look to. Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, Malcolm X, probably the top three. Those three dudes are like I have the highest esteem from. So it hurts me to say that a lot of these companies look like they're overvalued. So, you know, but I got to tell you guys the truth. I'm not going to pick a position on Zoom or Microsoft yet. I think Tesla is. But we got to watch these companies, see what's happening, right? Zoom has a, look at this. Zoom's P/E ratio as of today is 1670. Ridiculous numbers, man. Ridiculous numbers. And like I said, man, I the market looks scary to me, right? And that's why it's so important that we learn put options, we learn shorting, because a down market doesn't scare me, right? A down market doesn't scare me, and I'll tell you why. It's simple because we can make money both ways. It don't matter which way the market, we want volatility, right? We want something moving. Well, a straight across market is what kills people like us, right? We want it to go up or down fast. Either way, we're going to make a lot of money. A lot of money, man. We're going to make a lot of money either way, right? But we just have to go up or down. We don't care which way. So I'm preparing myself right now for when the market does crash. Now, it may not be next month. It may not be the end of the year, but I promise you this. I'm going to tell you a trigger that could possibly cause the downside of the market. I'm going to tell you this. If I don't really take a position on politics. You know, I used to be real into politics. First, you know, I'd be honest, I really liked Obama at first. And then I switched over and I really like, you know, I've been on both sides over the last years. And finally, I came to the conclusion that, you know, I don't like politics at all. So I just got out of it, right? So not into politics anymore at all. But if Biden gets elected, what's going to happen? He's already talking about raising taxes, right? So if the dude raises what's called the capital gains tax. And now, for you guys that don't know what the capital gains tax is. Now, if I hold a stock for over a year, most stocks are taxed like this. You only got to pay max right now 20% tax, right? So let's say I make $100,000 in tax, which a lot of people have this year. And now think about the market factors that could cause this. Now, a lot of people are way up, right? But your Zoom, with your Tesla, with all this stuff, right? So now let's say that Biden wins. Now there's the threat that he's going to raise that capital gains from 20 to God knows what, 35%. It's been 35% before. So let's say he raises it to 35%. Now, you got to the end of the year to sell your stocks before it kicks in January 1st. Man, everybody's going to sell. And there's no way everybody's going to sell. You can save, let's say you got $100,000. You can save $15,000 by selling before December 1st. Man, you can forget that. With the risk and everything, I'm done. I'm out. Right? And a lot of people are going to think like that. You're talking about a 20%. Some people are lower, but the highest is 20% or 15%. I'm out, man. And a lot of people gonna, as soon as he wins, he gonna start talking about tax rates. Everybody's out, man. To lock in that tax rate of 20 before the new year comes. You know, and I'm telling you, that's what's gonna happen. Now, every year there's a slight dip anyway, because people are locking in their profits and gains for the end of the year. But this time it's gonna be huge, huge. Right? And that's what we gotta, and that's what I think is gonna, could possibly be a trigger to the market crashing. Right? So you have to, we have to be prepared. I'm almost at 200 views. I've never been there before. Come on, 200. Man, they almost got to 200. So that's what we gotta work. Now, if Trump wins, everything's gonna keep going straight ahead like it did before. So I know if it goes to, if Trump wins, you know, it'll probably just keep going like it was before, but it's still a threat of a crash there, right? He may pump it, he'll just pump it some more, but if Biden gets in, he may change everything. He may actually raise the what do you call that thing? I forgot about it. What is it? The interest rate. He may raise the interest rate. Trump says he's gonna keep it, but if a new administration gets in, they can do whatever they want. But yeah, I'm telling you right now, I'm planning on moving to Puerto Rico 6 months out of the year now to get that 4% tax rate. Now, that's one of my plans, because I, you know, taxes are just too, you know, if Biden wins, man, it's going to be like 30, it could be 30%, man. Let me see, go 200, oh, man, I keep getting to 199. Man, they wouldn't even pass 200, man. Why you guys keep leaving? Man, I almost had 200 views twice, 200 lives twice, man. It keeps getting to 199. Come on, man. Man, but like that, you see, Puerto Rico, man, 4% tax rate, man. And that's why I'm probably, you all you gotta do is be there 6 months out the year. It's not even that hard, right? And that means all your stocks, everything, you know, it all gets, you only got to pay a 4%. You remember, if you made, let's say you made $100,000 in the stock market this year. I mean, you go live in Puerto Rico 6 months, you save $20,000. It's almost worth it. All right. So back to what I was saying is that, what's the best investment app to use, or does it? All right. So yeah. So the best investment app for beginners, I think, is Robinhood, right? Because Robinhood is simple. It's easy. But when you become a more advanced trader, I would suggest going to E-Trade, Fidelity, something else. And I'll tell you why. It's because, and I'm doing a class next week on, a lot of people have asked me about this, understanding order types. We're going to do a class specifically on understanding order types, because a lot of people don't understand what order types are, and they're losing a lot of money because they don't understand this. They're losing money because they do not understand how to put in buys, sells based on order types, conditional buys, conditional orders, right? A lot of people are sitting there with their finger hovering over the buy and sell button. That's not the way to do it. No, that's not it. We can use different order types, such as the trailing stop, my favorite one, to keep as much profit as possible while limiting loss. Order types is a necessity in trading anytime. I'm talking day trading, long-term trading, it all is, you have to understand that to a T. You got to understand it to protect your profits, protect your losses. Let me tell you a story. Back when I first started trading, the first stock I ever did in my life, it was like 2006 or something. I bought 5,000 into some crazy stock. I think it was something to do with the housing market. I forget what it was, really. Put 5,000 in, right? I put it in a little bit at a time, put 1,000 and went up, put more and more. At the end, I had 5,000 cash. The stock quickly went up to about 15,000, all right? So I didn't know anything about order types, didn't know anything about options, nothing like that. So it was at 15,000, I went to lunch. I checked it on my phone, it was 17,000, right? So I turned on my phone, did about a few sets, right? Looked at it again, it was like 21,000, all right? So I go in there, I go take a shower. I know I don't have any order types on. Don't have any trailing stops, nothing like that. Take a shower, whatever. Come back, it's back down to 15,000 and dropping rapidly. Because something happened while I was in the shower. Some news or something came out. It was dry. I sold and saved some money, right? I still made a lot of money. But I could have made a lot more with a trailing stop. Now, I didn't know about that back then. And a lot of people don't know about these things. Well, trailing stops will preserve as much profit as possible while a stock's going up. Automate it. You don't even have to be around it. It does it automatically. And these are simple things. It's right inside of all these apps that people don't use. because they're not familiar with it, because they don't understand it. Well, I'm gonna make a class specifically on using order types with Robinhood, using them with E-Trade. So you guys will understand how to use order types and more efficiently to control profits and control your losses. Because that's more important. That's the one of the most important parts of trading is the ability to keep as much profit as possible while controlling losses. Now, Cash App's horrible. All you can do is buy and sell stocks that they already picked for you. Yeah, Cash App. So you know what I don't understand about Cash App? Somebody asked me about this the other day, and I was like, I don't know, man. That seems kind of weird. Now, Cash App has a limit on what you can put in and put out every day, right? I think they got a limit, like 2,000 or something you can only in and out a day or something. Now, what if you put, like, let's say you put $4,000 into some stock that went up 30 times. How would you get your money out? That's something I don't understand. Like, somebody told me you could buy stocks on Cash App. But one time, I bought some stocks one time on Cash App just to see how it works. But I didn't like it, man, so I sold it and moved on. But let's say you put like $5,000 into some stock. The stock, you get lucky, like Hertz. Stock goes up 10 times. Now you got $60,000. How are you going to get the money out? Like, a Cash App only allows you to take like $1,000 a day out, right? Yeah, but how are you going to get the cash out? Like, they don't let you, you can only withdraw so much a day. So you'd have to spend, let's say you got $100,000 and you got lucky. How are you going to get it out with $2,000 a day? 50 days? That's how long it would take you. Yeah, I'll put that class up later, probably on Wednesday night I'll put it up. Like I said, I got a rough couple of days coming up. Like, I'm very tired right now. I had all day, man, working on stuff, you know, taking calls. So like, I had a long day today. And I have a long day tomorrow, too, so I probably won't be on. Yeah, but how are you going to transfer that much out? I mean, you can't transfer but so much a day. Like, they won't. It's a limit. Cash App has a limit. Now, how are you going to take it out, right? But back to what I was saying. Yeah, it would take you like 50 days to get it out. You don't sit there and cash out every day or go to ATM. Like, that's why I don't know about Cash App in here. I mean, that's kind of weird. I'm doing a call on NEO probably later on this week. And when I do it, I'll post it. It's going to be a long-term call, probably Thursday or so. I'm just watching it now. God, like I said, I got a lot going on right now. I really haven't had a lot of time. I like to analyze those types of long-term calls like that. So I'm going to put one in probably this week on NEO. NEO, probably, it'll probably be out to like January or so, because I strongly believe in NEO. I've been researching a lot. Like I said, I sold all of my, that's what I've been doing up until this week, right? I sold all of my Tesla, moved into NEO, right? Because I think NEO is going to be, it has much more, but even if, let's say Tesla goes up 30%, right? And I was wrong, you know, and goes up to, let's say, 3,000. Well, I was wrong, whatever, but NEO may go up a lot more, right? Another stock we're looking at is Riot Blockchain. That one I think has a lot of potential also. So if you guys just joining, we do have the mentorship program. This is the last week for $99 a month. That gives you access to all the live classes and also all the recorded classes. And it lets you be part of a round table. And the round table, what we do is we make sure everybody has their own personal goals in, and we make sure that we bring each other up as a group. We talk about different subjects every week. We suggest books. We suggest ways to grow your business. Because I strongly believe that investing is just one pillar of success, right? Because you have to either create a business, create a side hustle, or increase the value of what you're currently doing in order to invest the proper amount of money into investment in real estate, right? Investment in real estate are the two pillars at the bottom. Now, the money has to flow down. So you have to have a high paying job, or you have to have a side hustle for that invested money to flow down. That's what a lot of people leave out. They don't teach you about that. And that's the one thing that I'm going to teach you about. I'm going to teach people, like we told people 2 weeks ago, about the Etsy side hustle, right? A lot of people start that. A lot of people are already making money on that Etsy side hustle we talked about. Now, there's a lot of side hustles we talk about, right? But that's one that we gave people, and people are already doing it, right? We talked about another one with the leather alligator bags, right? So a lot of people already have sites up making money. But there's a lot of ways you can make side hustles, and you can take that extra money that really don't affect your household, and you can funnel it directly. You can funnel it directly into investments. The option class is this weekend. So if you DM me, I'll give you a link to the options class this weekend. Yeah, those purses. Those are the leather purses, leather bags. They were the alligator leather, right? Because they have a very, very high turnover. I mean, high margin. And I like high margin goods, high margin services. That's what I teach people to focus on, right? Because that's where you make the most money. But like I said, I hope you guys have a great night. If you have any questions about any of the classes, DM me and I'll message you back. The options class is this weekend, but I have to DM you the link and I'll put it on my link tree later tonight. Well, I hope you guys have a great night. Thanks for joining and have a great night.